today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of the moral conduct of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Be with us.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Today, Monday, is the 8th of Rajab, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Bahman, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of January, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 207 from the Holy Quran, and then we come back, learn more about its points.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله والله رؤوف بالعباد.
And of the people is he who sells himself, seeking means to the approval of Allah. And Allah is kind to his servants.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The commentators totally had said that this verse was revealed about and in the praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Shia's first imam, after that he readily slept in the bed of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, on the night known as Laylatul Mabit. This idea is in wide scale famous so that none can deny it but a pagan or a crazy one. Many of the Muslim scholars have confessed to the fact. The late Allama Amini, one of the greatest Islamic scholars, has mentioned the name of such scholars in his famous book, Al-Qadir. In this part, a role model for authorities of Islamic societies. This is today's special. He, Imam Ali, best model for the rulers of Islamic society, is the Holy Prophet of Islam. The best model for the rulers of the Islamic societies is the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. All needs and acts of the Holy Prophet of Islam were for the sake of Allah. He did not do anything in his life except for the pleasure of Allah. Therefore, if the Muslim rulers intend to establish a just and healthy society, they must follow his example. Also, another infallible personality who followed the example of the Holy Prophet of Islam was the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib. His deeds and practices as a ruler of the Islamic territories, as well as when he was not in power, show that all his deeds and creed was only for the sake of Allah. So the authorities in Islamic societies who only intend to follow their master should seek their success in sincere intentions and rejection of hypocrisy and exhibition. They should purify the society from the corruption caused by flatterers and sycophants and those living faith for pleasure.
You know the story about the widow, Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was the Khalifa at the time. And he saw a widow she was walking with her orphans in the street. She was carrying some heavy bags, a heavy load. The Imam alayhi salam, of course the Imam, you know, he doesn't have an entourage of bodyguards. There's no motorcade. He's not even, if you were to look at him and you didn't know Ali ibn Abi Talib, you would think that it's just an average person. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the Khalifa of an empire that covers 50 countries on today's map. He sees a widow and he offers to help. When he offers her help, she says, "May God bless you, may Allah reward you, and may God never forgive Ali ibn Abi Talib." If it was you and I, we would say, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm Ali ibn Abi Talib. What are you saying?" He doesn't even tell her who he is. He stays silent. He says, "Why? Why do you say, why are you making dua that Allah never forgives Ali ibn Abi Talib?" She says, "My husband went to war with him and he was killed in battle. And now look at these orphans. My life is a mess." The Imam alayhi salam, when he heard that, it broke his heart. The Imam, he walks with her. He says, "Let me get you some more food." He brings food. He says to her that, "Would you like me to cook for you and your family? I want to offer you some help. Would you like me to cook, or I can play with your children, with the orphans?" She says, "I'll cook. You just keep the orphans entertained." The Imam, he gets down on his knees and he starts playing with them. Have you ever seen any warrior like this? Any president, any prime minister? Maybe they'll do it if there are cameras. If there are cameras, they might do it. But there's no one there. The Imam doesn't even disclose his identity. Imagine Amir al-Mu'mineen playing with these children as if he is their slave. The woman's neighbor comes into the house. She had seen Ali ibn Abi Talib before. She sees Amir al-Mu'mineen, says, "What's happening?" She says to the woman that, "This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is the commander of the faithful. He's babysitting your children. What's the matter with you?" The woman didn't know what to say. The moment she realized that this is Ali ibn Abi Talib, she remembered cursing him. She said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, please forgive me. I didn't mean what I said." The Imam says, "No, no, no." The Imam says, "I want you to forgive me." Look at the humility of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is the same man who kills Amr ibn Wadd al-Amri, who is Asadullah al-Ghalib, humbling himself before a widow and her orphans. So he was courageous, but he had a very soft heart.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And the continuation of this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, Life Lessons from Nahjul Balagha. This is today's lesson, Try and Remain Positive. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "It is a pity that after all the ups and downs I have been through, By Allah, the son of Abu Talib is more familiar with death than an infant with the breast of its mother. I have hidden knowledge. If I disclose it to you, will I start trembling like ropes in deep wells? No matter what the day throws at you or what you've been through, try and remember the plight of Imam Ali. Take a strength from their resilience in times and hardships. Try and do your best to make every day better than the last.
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 and learn about policy-making features in the mannerisms of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Even with the enemies, he would speak with logic. One of the characteristics of the political behavior of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, was that he spoke with reason to his enemies and opponents. He even used to reason with Muawiyah during his correspondence with him. After Talha and Zubair pledged allegiance to the commander of the faithful, they left Medina and went towards Mecca with the excuse that they intended to go on a Hajj pilgrimage. The commander of the faithful was vigilant. From the beginning, he used to say that they do not intend to go on Hajj pilgrimage. They left and hatched certain plots. Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Both of you frown over small matters and leave aside big ones." He said that they use insignificant matters as tools for creating discord, that they ignore many positive aspects, and that they intended to show enmity and disobey his commands. Despite these things, the commander of the faithful spoke in a humble manner to them. He explained that he was not about creating enemies for himself. So he showed tolerance.
In society, when you look at people, don't determine what the truth is through people. Just because so-and-so person said this, that means this is true. Just because my father has this opinion, then it's true. Just because my wife says this, then that's it. According to some husbands, what their wives say is wahyun munzal. It's revelation. You cannot challenge it, you cannot doubt it, not even in your heart. Now, to the contrary, you have husbands who are so stubborn, they'll not accept anything that their wife tells them. The complete opposite. They know it's right, but because the wife said it, no, I'm not going to accept it. The Imam is teaching you in your society, just because so-and-so said this, or your cousin has this belief, or your family member, or your friends, don't consider that the truth, and don't try to discover the truth through people. First, come to know what the truth is. اعرف الحق تعرف أهله. Then you'll realize who's on the truth, who's implementing the truth, who's upholding the truth, and who's not. This is a golden formula that the Imam alayhi salam lays out for us in Nahj al-Balagha. However, there's one exception to this golden rule. One very beautiful exception, which the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Allahumma sallam. He brings it to our attention. The Prophet, peace be upon him, according to an authentic hadith, he said, "Aliyun ma'al haq wal haq ma'ali." If you want to know what the truth is, first see what the truth is, then look at people, except when it comes to Ali ibn Abi Talib. You look at him, you see the truth. You look at the truth, you see him. They are inseparable.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, we spoke about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode. And till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي حيدر حيدر